worship you today, oh God. Hallelujah. Great, great Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Would you join together standing? And that good song just mentioned but three of the great blessings and manifestations that God shows in our lives. And I want us to focus on those three in a praise, and if you want to add anything else, certainly do that. But have you had him to be a provider? Praise God. And then those times of victory when you felt defeated and it looked like defeat was sure, he becomes our victory. And then those times of trouble and confusion, the Lord somehow, here's the way we say it, it just kind of came out of nowhere, but really it did come out of somewhere and someone. But for us, it was so unexpected that that's the only way we respond to it. It came out of nowhere, but he becomes a peace, that perfect peace that settles over us. And again, that's but three. There's so many great things. But would you just lift your hearts and lift your hands, and I want us to thank the Lord for all that he means to us. A provider, oh Lord, you have been. That's it. Get focused maybe on a specific situation where he came to you like that. Yes. Thank you, oh Lord, for the victory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, when the odds were stacked against us in the situation. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you for your victory. Yes. Thank you for the peace, that peace that we could not put together ourselves. But you sent it, Lord. It covered our souls. It settled our hearts. It settled our minds, oh Lord. Ah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Ooh, your living presence is here right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you just ask God to minister in this house right now? I feel like the Lord just really wants to flow to different needs and different kind of situations. Lord, we release you as your body. As believers, we release you, oh God. Oh yes, we don't want to have any kind of a hindrance in our own personal hearts and minds and in this service today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. From two portions of Scripture, two verses from each of those portions. First, Psalm 121, and then we will go to Hebrews chapter 13. The message I sense this morning is the Lord is my helper. But I don't want that to sound like it's only for pastor's helper. That's just the title. But I want all of us to identify with that title and you to say it in your spirit even throughout the rest of this service. And then not only today, but just feel free to say it at any time. The Lord is my helper. David said, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. It's like David was trying to make sure everybody understood which Lord and which God he was talking about. He said, I'm talking about the one that made the heaven and the earth. My help cometh from the Lord. And then Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. Let your conversation or your behavior be without covetousness and be content with such things as you have. And then he gives us the platform on which we can rest our hope and why he said that we could be content with such things. For he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So are in order that we may boldly or with courage say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. I would like for you to quote with me up to that word helper, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. Let's thank him for that right now. Lord, thank you for every time that you have been right there. The truth that you have never left at any time, not one time, and not are we ever forsaken. And thank you that our help comes from you, and we can boldly say that you are our helper. And we boldly say that today with our lips, with our hearts, with our minds, and through our faith. We say it now in Jesus' name, you are our helper. In the name of the Lord. And you may be seated. And I'll just throw this in. This just hit me. Would you be my helper today? Help me preach. All of us will find ourselves at times in situations where we need help. Many times it is help beyond what humanity, family, or friends, or anyone else can give to us. Sometimes there are circumstances that we have created and we need his help. And then there are circumstances over which we had no control. It's the way things just folded out. But I would just tell you today that no matter which category it's in or any other category that could be named, the Lord is always willing to help us. Now, I'm quick to say there's some things we just need to help ourselves. You know, God gave us common sense that came from him. So sometimes we don't have to pray about it. Sometimes we don't have to seek the will of the Lord about it. I think you understand what I'm saying. Sometimes we don't have to wait for a miracle. Just do common sense. But then there are those other times when all the common sense and all the educational sense that we can garner up does not bring the answer to our dilemma. You know, so many times we categorize these special situations of needing help, and sometimes they're called, well, it's more minor, and sometimes it's major, and sometimes that categorization depends on whether it's happening to you or not. And maybe somebody else sees it as minor, but I see it as this is major. And the reality remains, whether it's major or minor, when it's happening to us, it impacts us. It impacts our thoughts. It impacts our feelings, our mindset, our health, and our relationships. And I know that I'm speaking to circumstances because we're all human. I don't know any specific things today to address and to rest on. But I know because we are all human and we have our frailties and our weaknesses that there is need of help that is represented in this service today. So we're impacted by those things, and they were major or minor. But here's what we know. In the midst of all of those, there is another reality. There is a source of help that anybody and everybody can access. I emphasize that today. Anybody, those of you here, anybody watching on the web, or anybody else that's not even yet hearing this message, anybody can access the help of God. Everybody can access the help of God. You can access the help of God today. Some of the reasons we know that is from the Word of God. Jesus said, these things I spoke to you, that in me you might have peace. There's that peace again. In the world you shall have tribulation. Now, that's not talking about the end time prophetic event we call tribulation. He's talking about stress and pressure. The literal rendering of that word talks about trial and being pressed under. In the world, he said, you shall have these kind of dilemmas. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Your Jesus has overcome the world. That's why he will be your helper. David said, from whence cometh my help? Where does my help come from? Where is it that I get my strength? And he talked about looking to the hills and the mountains. But he said, my strength doesn't come from there, but my help comes from the Lord. And the other text that we read in Hebrews said that we can boldly say that the Lord is our helper. Anybody in this room can claim that promise today. I pray that you do. It will save you some hassle later on this week or later on this month or later on in your life. Just to claim that the Lord is my helper and I'm going to rest in Him and I'm going to have peace through Him. You know, this isn't about mind over matter. This isn't about positive thinking. It is positive to think that the Lord is our helper. But this is not some philosophical dissertation today from the Word of God. But the Lord is your helper. And if you say that enough in your spirit, you don't even have to say it out loud. You can't. But if you speak that enough and you believe that deep enough, the Lord is going to respond to that cry and that need that you have. In that word helper, in the original translation of that word, the writer was saying several things, and I believe the Holy Ghost inspired every word of the Word of God. And so he had the author or the writer to write this word when he described himself as being our helper. It means somebody that will come to the aid of someone else. Somebody that will provide what is needed. Somebody that brings relief. Somebody that protects and that strengthens. Somebody that will stand by you. All of that is wrapped up in that one short word, helper. So when you say, the Lord is my helper, you're saying, the Lord is on His way with my aid. When you say, He is my helper, you are saying, the Lord is on His way with the provision. He's on His way. I sense it right now in the Holy Ghost. He is on His way with the peace that you need. He is on His way with the counsel and the answer that you have been waiting for and trusting for. The Lord is on His way to bring you relief. And I know that you are underneath it. And I know that you feel stressed by what you have been going through. But the Lord is on His way. Woo! The Lord is on His way with His protection. In fact, I want to stop right there. He's not only on His way. He is already standing between you and whatever it is that would try to destroy you. The Lord is on His way. And He's standing by. One songwriter said He's as close as the mention of His name. In fact, as I'm preaching this right now, I sense the fulfillment of that. I feel like the Lord is standing very, very close. I think if I swing my arm too much, I'll hit Him. Whew. The Lord is standing by. The Lord is sitting by. The Lord is walking by you. The Lord is walking through it with you. You are not by on your own because He said, I'll never leave you. I will never forsake you. Isaiah wrote this in 41 of Isaiah. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. I am your God. I will strengthen you. And yea, I will help thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Do you ever need somebody if you were down? You young people may not understand this yet, but some of the rest of us do. When you're down, it's not so easy to get back up. Oh, to see that hand extended. Say, here, let me help you. Let me help you get back up. For somebody that feels like you have stumbled and you have faltered, there is a strong hand. I mean, it's thick, it's firm, and it's strong. And it is reaching down right now into whatever pit or whatever kind of despair or whatever kind of sickness or whatever kind of need that you find yourself in right now. And the Lord is reaching down and saying, here, let me help you up. Behold, I am with you. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. And the Lord specifically, again, the fact that every word is inspired. The Lord specifically authorized us to be able to say, according to that verse, the Lord is my helper. I know we need to be careful about the I's and the my's. We don't want to be proud or arrogant or point the finger at ourselves continually. But this is one that is authorized. The Lord is my helper. He purposely wants us to understand that while this help is for any and everybody, this help is also intended for you. It's not only for everybody else, it is, but it is for you. This personalizes his promise. The Lord is my helper. I would say today, never be ashamed or never be hesitant to say, the Lord is mine. The Lord is my helper. The Lord is my strength. The Lord is my helper in the time of struggle. The Lord is my shield. The Lord is my fortress. That personalizes it. That says not only can somebody else receive that blessing, I'm going to get an answer from God. I'm going to receive the strength of the Lord. The psalmist said in Psalm 54 and verse 4, behold, it's like he's wanting to get everybody's attention. In fact, that word behold in the scripture many times is intended to be an attention grabber. Behold, listen up. Pay attention, everybody. Make sure you get this, everybody, is what he was saying. Behold, God is mine helper, and the Lord is with them that uphold my soul. Count him in. Count him in as an encourager. Count the Lord in the group that wants you to succeed. Count the Lord in on the group that wants you to be blessed. I want to say something. I want to answer somebody's question. The Lord is not against you because of a failure. Count him in the ones that want to uphold your soul. He's with you. He meant this as a personal promise to you when he said, we could say, the Lord is my helper. And there are so many ways the Lord helps us. Didn't he help us in salvation? Everybody would openly admit today, none of us could have had our sins forgiven and then our sins remitted, or get the wonderful peace and righteousness and joy that comes with the Holy Ghost and feel the ecstatic feeling that we experience. Nobody else could have done that for us. We could not do that. We were powerless to provide it for our own selves. In fact, Paul said, when we were yet without strength, when we were helpless, he became our helper. And in due time, he died for those of us who were ungodly or so helpless. There is a very stark illustration in the Old Testament about how God viewed Israel, and it applies to those of us when we were in a state of being without salvation. I am preaching right now, the Lord's our helper in salvation. We need it. We needed those sins remitted and forgiven. We needed the peace and righteousness and joy. But God uses this very stark illustration, and he uses it as though it is a new born helpless child. And we all know how a newborn baby and a very, very young infant is really very helpless on their own. God is picturing this is the way Israel was. This is the way that you are. In Ezekiel chapter 16 and beginning with verse 4, he said, in the day of your nativity, on the day you were born, he said, nobody cared for you. Nobody cared about you in the form of salvation and being able to provide it. No one cared. Your umbilical cord was not cut. You were never washed. And the proper things that would be done to a young baby in that time, maybe washing them down with a salted water and then wrapping them in clothing. And then he said, no one had pitied you. Nobody had the slightest interest in you. This is a picture of what we are before the Lord comes into our life. No one pitied or cared for you. On the day you were born, you were unwanted. You were just dumped in the field and you were left to die. That was our plight and our condition. And when I passed by you, I saw you polluted. You were lying there in your own blood. And I said unto thee, when you were in your own blood and you couldn't fend and you were helpless, I said to you, live. Yes, I said unto thee, when thou wast in your blood, live. The Lord said, you can't care for yourself, but I love you. You can't fend for yourself as a young baby, an infant, cannot fend for themselves. Oh, I thank God for every privilege and blessing that I've had growing up in an apostolic home and all of the other, an apostolic church, growing up in this church. But none of those things in and of themselves would save me. It took the Lord stopping by and saying, live. And I would say, if you're praying for somebody that seems to be out in that desolate wilderness and they seem so helpless and they're trying to fend for themselves, and it seems like the more they do for themselves, the deeper they get into their condition, there is a Savior, there is a helper who is walking by, and he just says, live, live, live. I feel the Lord speaking that to somebody's heart right now. Live. Let life come back to your hope. Let life come back to your life. Let life come back to your faith. It's not hopeless. It's not helpless. The Lord is for you. Let's thank Him for His help together. Would you really thank the Lord? I feel like somebody needs a touch of encouragement right now. God, we want to thank You. Oh, Lord, our faith reaches out to You. I want to thank You, oh God. You are all of these things to us. Thank You for seeing us. Thank You for stopping by us. Thank You for not passing us by. Thank You, oh Lord. Thank You for Your help, Jesus. Thank You for Your help. Whoever they are, wherever they are, they can call for salvation. Paul said there was a time when you were without Christ. You were aliens from this commonwealth and its blessings. You were strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world, but now in Christ Jesus. In other words, when our helper came into our life, you who were sometimes afar off are made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ. People, whosoever will, and as many as are afar off can be saved. I say to you, boldly pray that way and boldly witness that way. Somebody you know may be in that condition that Ezekiel pictured by the inspiration of the Lord. But boldly pray that anybody can be saved. Boldly witness. Anybody can have their sins forgiven and remitted. Inform people. I encourage you, inform others today. Inform them. God can change and save their life. They feel like it's hopeless, but God doesn't see it that way. He saw a little life laying there on that desert wilderness floor. He saw an eternal soul, and that's what He sees somebody. They're laying in their blood. They're laying in their own mess of life. They're laying down, and they cannot help themselves, but God says, live. God says, live. There's nobody you're praying for that is hopeless or helpless. Somebody connect with that with me, will you please? There is nobody you are thinking about or that you have been praying for that is hopeless or helpless. And there are so many testimonies right in this room that prove that. You have testimonies of the goodness of God when it looks so impossible. We can be saved. And I'm thankful He's our helper to keep us saved. We've all had some struggles since we first came into this. Troubles, trials. I want to speak right now to people that have been living for the Lord right now. I want to direct the word of the Lord to you. Jesus said in John 10, I give unto them, those that believe, eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. I know there's been a false doctrine based on this scripture. It's not what it means. We can walk out of his hand. But he said, if you'll stay in the palm of my hand, there isn't anybody that can get you out of his hand. You ever been holding something and somebody tried to get it away from you? Sometimes it becomes a little struggle. Oh, fingers, hold on. Fingers, strengthen up here. But here's, you are in the hand of God. And I give this promise to you right now. Take it. Neither shall any man pluck you out of his hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all. No man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. We are safe. And Paul said in 2 Timothy, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded. Somebody just get persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that last day. If you prayed about it, God's got it. If it's a need in your life, God's got it. If it's your own salvation, God's got it. He said, I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him. He can't keep what we haven't committed. But if you've committed it unto him and say, Lord, I need you on this. I need your help on this. When you come to pray after a while, if you just say, Lord, I commit it to you, God will have it. Now unto him, Jude wrote, unto him that is able to keep you from falling. Woo. I can't keep myself from falling. We're all human. We will all make mistakes, but we're serving a helper that can keep us from falling. Woo. He can keep us saved. He can help us to live above sin. Unto him that is able to keep you from falling. I'm preaching to saints of God that are faithfully struggling to serve the living God. He's got you in his hand. He's able to keep you from falling. And he's going to present you faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. God's going to say, we made it. Hallelujah. He's going to present you with exceeding joy. God's going to be proud. God's going to be happy. God's going to be joyful when he presents us on that day. And he's going to say, we made it together. God is able. He will help us. He will help us to stay safe. And then he will help us in our times of trouble. Praise God. There has never been an hour since the garden where there hasn't been trouble. But you know, when population increases, that just automatically means more trouble. And the population keeps increasing, and then the world conditions and mindset and sin, the prince and power of the air, all of that begins to increase. And so I think we could say we are living in a time where there is great trouble. But here's what the psalmist wrote. God is our refuge and strength. By the way, I just feel that word refuge for somebody right there. He's your fortress. He's your refuge. Somebody said, I need to get away from it all. The answer is not suicide. The answer is not even a transfer geographically. The answer is, the Lord is my refuge. Whew. When you get inside there, let's say the proverb writer said, the righteous run in. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. And the righteous run in. There's been some times all of us have had to run for our life. That's the context he was talking about. They run in and they are safe. Your refuge is the Lord. He's our refuge. He's our strength. Look at this. A very present help in trouble. Woo. He's there. He's dependable. He doesn't go when trouble comes. If he knows you got trouble and he sees you coming down the aisle, he doesn't turn the other way to try to avoid a conversation. The Lord is a present help in time of trouble. And watch this. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed. He starts using the analogy of chaotic geographical happenings. Though the earth be removed, that wording means convulsing, like when there is an earthquake. The commotions of this world affair, our world is convulsing. Maybe not geographically or physically, but all of the happenings that are going on, our world is convulsing. When there are nuclear threats, the world is on shaky ground. It is trouble, there is commotion. But he said, the Lord is there even if that is happening in the earth. He talked about mountains being carried into the sea. Mountains. In other words, what for so long looked like you could depend on it. What for so long looked like it was stable. I would just preach to us today, be sure we're depending on the right things. Economic systems can look good and thank God when they do. Employment arenas can look good and thank God when they do. But we all know they have their ups and downs. And corporations that have long stood have been folding up and folding under. But he said, though the mountains that look so stable and so settled and what seem to be so unshakable, they're now being shaken and literally dumped in the middle of the sea. But in the midst of all of that, he said, the Lord's still my helper. I want to preach to this church that we're going to see some things that are going to happen around us in our world, but do not despair. All is not lost. God still has it in his hands. There will be times when it looks like in your family, in our world, in your life, that there is nobody's going to ever put the pieces back together. It is convulsed and it is shaken to a point of crumbling and falling and being broken apart. But there's still a God in heaven. There is still one that you can boldly say, he's my helper. I am safe in him. In your time of need, the Lord will be your helper. David wrote it in Psalm 40. He said, but I'm poor and needy, yet the Lord is thinking about me. Ooh. The Lord's thinking about me when I'm in need. And you are my help and my deliverer. Make no tearing, oh my God. In other words, hey, God, please, I want to be respectful, please hurry up. Hey, these men were human. And they just wrote it and said it by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost said, it's all right to say that. That's the way you're feeling. You go ahead and say that. Make no tearing. I need this, God. And God, please, if you don't mind, and all of those other disclaimers, hurry up. He said, when I'm poor. Now, that's not talking about without money there. That's talking about a state of life. It's talking about being depressed or pressed down. In other words, when we're poor financially, our bank account's empty and our pockets are empty and other things may be empty. Empty of joy, empty of courage. Lord, that's where I am. And because of that, I'm needy. I'm feeling desperate. I'm feeling destitute. I'm empty emotionally, is what he was saying. I am empty emotionally. But then he turns right around in the middle of that verse. He said, you are my help. You know, because a person has faith in God, they can't ignore their circumstances. You know, if we're sick, we're sick. Now, there's a line of thinking that says, don't even say you're sick. Well, if I'm sick, I'm sick. But that is not the end of the sentence. Woo, right in the middle, he said, I've got this need, but I've got this God. I've got this situation, but I've got this God. I've got this turmoil, but I've got this helper. The Lord is my helper. In fact, that word needy was the same word they would use to describe a beggar. At times, we feel reduced to the plight of a beggar, empty, being without, without hope, without an answer, without direction, maybe homeless, without a place that we could call our home. But I tell you, you are not helpless when you have God as your refuge. You are not homeless. God's saying you belong here, and I'm going to go a step further. When you have the church, you are not homeless. Praise God. Aren't you glad you found a home in the family of God? Hey, let me tell you, I'm glad for the home. And this church is very strong about this, and we only want to do better. But if somebody needs a spiritual home, you make this your spiritual home. We're not going to exclude or excommunicate anybody. You are not homeless. You have God and you have His church. Now, we're like every other family. We're not perfect. We've got a bunch of poor and needy. I'm not talking financially, but I saw somebody say amen with that. Financially. When do we ever have enough of that stuff? My goodness. Get back on topic, Pastor. You're not homeless, not helpless. And the family of God, we're not perfect, but He is. Whew. And we're about providing a home. Folks, I know God's my safety, and I've got a wonderful family. Some of them are here today. Phil and Ange and Dad and Andrea and Amber. I got safety in that family. But I feel safe in you. I feel safe. I've got safety. I've got safety. Not homeless. Not without a settled feeling. Whew. That's what you have when you have God. He said, I want to be your helper even in your times of need or in your times of trouble. Would you stand together, please? I'm going to invite you in just a moment to come. And some of you may be under it right now. You may be under it right now. But God is your helper. And listen to me just a moment here. Listen to me. You may not be under it today, but we all know with this common sense thinking that there are some tomorrows where we will be under it. But God's the same. And God's going to be with you. I thank God. Whew, I thank God for those days that it's not heavy stress and heavy pressure. Either for some physical thing or some emotional thing or some other situation in life. Don't we all thank God for that? I want as many of those days as I can get. But then there's those other days. And I just encourage you today. You may could call it responding to a sermon, but since it's the Word of God, I feel like you'll be responding to Him as your helper. To bring whatever it is, if you'll present it to Him, if you'll commit it to Him, whatever you've committed to Him, He is able to keep it and perform it until that day when all of these things will pass away and we'll be forever in His presence. Would you just bow your head with me for just a moment, and then I want you just begin to come if you want anything from the Lord, if you want to express a dependency on Him, His power, His strength, His help in time of trouble. Maybe you need protection against some enemy, an enemy. You're our shield, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What would we do if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side? That's right, come on. And just move in close so that others coming in behind you. And I'm going to ask other members of the congregation, would you be willing to comply and then come and just come alongside? The Lord is coming alongside, I know. But would you come alongside? Maybe your hand can be representative of the hand of God. Hallelujah. 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 God speaks somebody's name to your heart, pray with them if you can, if they're here, and if not, pray for them. Pray for them. Hallelujah. That's right. He said, come unto me, all ye that are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I feel like somebody has just been underneath it, and it's caused lack of sleep, and it's caused restlessness in your mind and disturbance in your emotions. That's right. Come on, let's bring it to the Lord. Hallelujah. Now all over this house, would you just begin to pray? Would you just begin to pray and ask the Lord for strength? And be obedient to the Holy Ghost. The Lord is going to speak to us here. The Lord is going to help us. The Lord is alongside. He's close. He's at your side. He's at your side. Yes. You're our protection.